Listening Library presents Red Glass by Laura Riesaw. Read for you by Emma Baring. Part 1. The Desert. I've always loved the desert. You sit down on a sand dune, you see nothing, you hear nothing. And yet something shines, something sings in that silence. What makes the desert beautiful, the little prince said, is that it hides a well somewhere. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. Chapter 1. Sleeping with the Chickens. Even before the boy appeared, I thought about the people crossing the desert. I imagined how scrubbrush scratched their legs as they walked at night, how the sun dried out their eyes during the day, how their hearts pounded when they threw their bodies to the ground, hiding from La Migra. I imagined them pressing their cheeks against the dust, thinking about the happy lives they would have if only they reached the end of this desert. After I got my license, the May I turned 16, I started driving to the desert outside of Tucson, an hour's drive from the Mexican border. I'd park the Volkswagen, then walk alone in the oven heat. I let my thoughts wander around the cacti and agave, along dried riverbeds. Within 5 minutes, I'd get thirsty and gulp down water from the huge bottle I carried. As long as I had water, I could forget about everything. Imagine I was the only person on the planet, a stranger dropped into the desert. One night in June, at midnight, I was in bed reading The Little Prince, a book I'd already read once and underlined for world.